Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalet in Mitzvah Hashem today. We will be learning the Afresh Pei Dalet Amid Beis. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. We pick up today two lines off the bottom of Resh Pei Dalet, three lines off the bottom of Resh Pei Dalet Amid Aleph, Mitzimin Tav Chav Beis Sif Gimel. Today's share will be audio only. Our learning today should be a schos for Achenuk Beis Yisrael, Hanasinu Batsaru Bashivya, Ha'imdim Ben Bayamu Ben Bayabasha, Hamakim Yirachem Aleihem, V'yaitziyem Yitzaru Lervacha, Me'afel La'ira, Mishuba La'gu'ula, Hashto Bagala of Isman Kariv and Amar Amen. Our learning should be a schos refu shalema for Achia Gadol Moshebeb and Esther Fradl, Yitzchak Ben Sien Ben Dusha, Rivka Bashir Leia, Chava Hadassah Bas Rezel Serel, Yeshua Levi Ben Ahuva Malkechana, Trani Bas Batsheva, and Yeruchim ben Masha. They should all have a refuah shalema besach shar chayla Yisrael. Says the Mechaber, Tav Chav Beis Sif Gimel, three lines off the bottom, Resh Pei Dalet Amid Aleph. Be'inyin ha-psukim she-koiflin boy. When it comes to the psukim of Halil that we double up, the psukim that we repeat, Oidecha Hashem ki'ani sanivati li Yeshua, Oidecha Hashem Kani Sanavati Hili Lishua, etc., etc. Again, similarly, when it comes to Bipsukim Sheshleach Tzibur Omer, the Psukim that the Chazan recites out loud, Vahakahal Oinim Acharav, and the Tzibur responds to what the Chazan says out loud, Kalmakim Kefim and Hagai, each location, each place should operate according to their minik. Says the Mishpura is cut in your test. When it comes to the psukim in Halal that we double up and repeat, in our regions, says the Chavetz Chaim, our minig is to repeat the psukim, beginning with the pasuk of Oidecha ki ani sani vati l'Yeshua, going all the way through the end of Halal, but not including, obviously, the closing bracha of Halal. So if you take a look in the Siddur, we repeat everything from Oidecha until you Hallelucha. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is referring to. Ois kat l'chaf. V'chein b'psukim, so too when it comes to the psukim that the Shliach Tzibur recites out loud, v'akohol oinim achrov, and the Tzibur responds to the recitation of the Chazan. Ayin b'tor, take a look at the Torah, says the Chavetz Chaim, sh'ashliach Tzibur oimer hoidu l'Hashem. We know this meaning very well. The way the Torah brings it down is the Chazan says out loud, "Hoydu Lashem kitoiv kiliyolam chastoy," v'hakahal einem achrov hoydu, and then the Tzibur responds, "Hoydu Lashem kitoiv kiliyolam chastoy." V'hu aimer yarmano. Then the Chazan says, "Yarmano Yisrael kiliyolam chastoy," v'hakahal einem achrov, and the Tzibur responds, "Hoydu, hoydu Lashem kitoiv kiliyolam chastoy." V'chein b'yarmano beis aharon. The minhag that the Torah brings down is that the Chazan would then say Yarbuna b'nei Aharon, and again the Tzibur responds Hoydu Hashem ki tov ki lo elam chastai ubi Yarbuna yirei Hashem, and so too by Yarbuna yirei Hashem. So obviously this is different than the prevalent minhag, at least by Ashkenazim nowadays. Again, the minhag that the Chavetz Chaim is bringing down here from the Torah has it that the Tzibur never says Yarbuna Yisrael ki lo elam chastai. Yomrina beis aharon kilo elam chastoy. Yomrina yirei Hashem kilo elam chastoy. The meaning that the Torah brings down is only the Chazan would say those psukim. So the Chazan would say Hoydu Hashem kitoiv kilo elam chastoy. The Tzibur would respond Hoydu Hashem kitoiv kilo elam chastoy. Then the Chazan would say Yomrina Yisrael kilo elam chastoy, and the Tzibur would respond Hoydu Hashem kitoiv kilo elam chastoy. So the Tzibur is never saying Yarmano Yisrael, Yarmano Beis Aharon, Yarmano Yirei Hashem. But because of Achrayim, the Achrayim write, the after Amiras, Yarmano Yisrael, Yarmano Beis Aharon, Yarmano Yirei Hashem. Yuchlu Hatzibur Lotzis, Bamashi Shoyimim, Mipliashli Hatzibur, Dishameh Koine. The Achrayim write, while it's true that you could follow the minig as brought down by the Torah, and the Tzibur is never going to say those psukim, it's part of Halal. The Tzibur does have to recite that part of Halal. Oh, they're not going to say it, but they're going to be yoitze anyway through the principle of Shemea Ka'ina. They're going to listen to the recitation of the Chazan, and they'll be mechaven. They'll have kavona. They'll listen with intent to the Chazan's recitation of those psukim, and it will be as if they themselves recited it through the principle of Shemeya Ka'ina, one who listens with intent. It's the equivalent of he himself reciting it. But Mikamakim, nevertheless, say the Achrayim, Toiv Yoiser, it is better, Sheyarmu Ba'atzbam Benachas, that the Tzibur should say it themselves, albeit quietly, Delepa'amim Einu Mechaveh, because the part and parcel of Shemeya Ka'ina is that the Shemeya, the one who's listening, has to listen with Kavana. And unfortunately, the Achrayim understood that there are times that people are not going to listen with Kavana, and therefore Shemeya Ka'ina will not work. And it will be as if they never recited those psukim. There won't be yoitza, the recitation of Hallel, v'chein nehagin kahayoyim, and that is the way we are noyig nowadays. That is definitely the prevalent minig. Moving along to Sif Dalet, two lines off the bottom, says the Mechaber, le'inyin hafsoka, when it comes to making a hefsik, to making an interruption during the recitation of Hallel, and let's remember that over here we're talking about reciting Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. And we learned yesterday the great three-way machlokes over here, whether or not you make a bracha on the recitation of Hallel, both an opening bracha and a closing bracha. We had one opinion in the Mechaber that said that the Tzibur makes a bracha, but a Yochid does not. We had another opinion of the Mechaber that even the Tzibur never makes a bracha on the recitation of Hallel. And then we had the opinion of the Ramah that even a Yochid does make a bracha, an opening bracha and a closing bracha on Hallel. But we definitely have two opinions in the Mechaber that a Yochid, an individual who's reciting Hallel alone, would never make a bracha on Hallel. And we have one opinion that even the Tzibur doesn't make a bracha on Hallel. So when we're talking here in Sif Dalet about the shiloh of a hefsik in the recitation of Hallel, it's the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, which is not a complete Hallel. It's a Hallel bedilug. We're skipping out Lalanu, we're skipping out Ahavti. This is a Hallel which is minig aviseinu biyadenu. This is a Hallel which is a minig, not a true chiv. It's important that we realize that. So says the Mechaber Tzif Dalet, L'inyin Hafsaka, when it comes to the shiloh of making a hefsik during the recitation of Hallel, afilu be'emtza, even if you're in the middle of one of the prakim of Hallel. Let's remember that Hallel is a collection of kapitlach, chapters of Tehillim. So let's say the beginning of Hallel. The first kapitel of Tehillim in Hallel is Halleluka, that's the first paragraph of Hallel, that ends right before Betes Yisrael. That is one complete perek, that's one complete kapitel of Tehillim. The next kapitel begins Betes Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So if you are between the end of the paragraph of Halleluka and the beginning of the paragraph of Betes Yisrael, you finished Halleluka, you have not yet begun to recite the paragraph of Betes Yisrael, you are called Be'emtza HaProkim. You are between the Prokim of Hallel. Says the Mechaber, Le'inyin Afsaka, what I said was wrong. That would be Bein HaProkim. If you finished the capital of Hallel and you did not yet begin Betes Yisrael, that's not called Be'emtza HaProkim, that's called Bein HaProkim. That would be called between the prakim of Hallel. Be'emtza ha-prakim means that you are in middle of one of the paragraphs. So you started off Hallel, you started off the first perek, you started off Halleluka, and you're in middle of Halleluka. Or you already began Betes Yisrael, and you're in middle of the paragraph of Betes Yisrael. That would be called Be'emtza ha-prakim, in middle of a perek. Says the Mechaber, L'inyin Afsaka, when it comes to the shiloh of making a hefsik in Hallel, afilu be'emta, even if you're in middle of a perek of Hallel, shoyel b'shloim adam, shu tzarech linoit by kavod, you would be allowed to greet a person who you have an obligation to show kavod to. So this would be a zakein, this would be a talmid chacham. The truth is that in Siman Samech Vav, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, the Mishnah Berurah over there in Ois Katan Gimel says that this could even apply to an usher, a rich person, that you have an obligation to be mechabed because he's a rich person. Why would you have an obligation to be mechabed, a rich person? Well, if you have a rich person who uses the bracha of Ashirus that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave him in a proper way, if he's using his money well, for the purposes that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave it to him for, well, in that case, he's roi l'kavod. You should be mechabed him. So even an archer that you have on some level an obligation to be mechabed, that would be an adam shu tzarech linoik by kavod. So the first halacha over here at Sif Dalet says to mechaber, when it comes to being mafsik in halal, even if you're in the middle of one of the prakim of halal, but if you meet somebody, if you meet an Adam, Shehutzarech Linak by Kavod, if you meet an individual who you are supposed to be Mechabed, you are allowed to be Shoyel B'Shloimai. You're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem Tim. You're allowed to initiate a greeting. Umeshiv Shalom L'chol Adam. And if somebody greets you, you're allowed to respond to the greeting of any person, even a person that you have no obligation to be mechabed. If another yid comes over to you and says, Shalom Aleichem, and you're holding in the middle of Betes Yisrael B'Mitzrayim, you're allowed to say Aleichem Shalom. Avo be'inyan acher lo yafsik. But you should not make a hefsik in Hallel for any other reason. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katan Chaf Aleph. Afilu be'emtza, Ritzeinu Lorba be'emtza Perek. What the Mechar means is you're in the middle of one of the prakim of Hallel. He sends us Dilchus Kriya Shema to Siman Samach Vav, and he says that there are halachas that we learned over there, b'negea to making a hefsek in Kriya Shema, that we could use over here. We could apply those same halachas over here to the question of making a hefsek in Halal. And I believe what he's referring to is that over here the Mechaber is telling you that even in the middle of one of the prakim, even be'emtza ha-prakim, you're allowed to extend a greeting to somebody who you're mechubit to be, you're mechuyiv to be mechabed, and you're allowed to return a greeting to anybody. Over there in Samach Vav, we see that this does not mean that you're allowed to walk across the shul to say Shalom Aleichem to a person that you have an obligation to be mechabed. It means if you happen to bump into each other. So what it means is you're in the middle of saying Hallel, and this individual that you have an obligation to be mechabed comes and he's walking right by you, so then you're allowed to turn to him and you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem. But it doesn't mean that you should walk across the shul to go say Shalom Aleichem to him. It's only if you meet each other, not just stomp. The truth is that if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, I believe it's in Mitzvah Taf Chaf. So I believe it's Mitzvah 420, which would be the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The Sefer HaChinuch says over there that when we talk about these halachas and we say, let's say like over here, that in the middle of Hallel, you're allowed to extend a greeting to a person that you have an obligation to be mechabed. Already the Sefer HaChinuch, who's a Rishon, the Sefer HaChinuch already wrote, that's not really Negeya nowadays. Because the way he writes it is, it's already many, many years that people understand that when you're in the middle of davening, you're not going to extend a greeting to them. Nobody is going to take insult if he walks into shul and somebody who's in the middle of saying Hallel doesn't extend a greeting, or somebody who's in the middle of Kriya Shema doesn't extend a greeting. Therefore, already the Sefer HaChinuch writes that nowadays this is not really Negea. We don't extend greetings and we don't respond to greetings in the middle of Kriya Shema, in the middle of Hallel, etc. Okay, Ois Katan Chav Beis. So the Mechaber said, Avo be'inyan acher lo yafsik. You certainly should not be mafsik in Hallel for any other reason. Says the Mishnah Berurah, turning to Reish Peidal and Beis, Va'afilu bein ha-prakim. This is true even between the prakim of Hallel. So not only when the Mechaber says over here, Avo be'inyan acher lo yafsik, that you should not make a hefsik in the middle of Hallel for any other reason, it doesn't only mean be'emtza ha-prakim, it doesn't only mean in middle of one of the kapitlach of Tehillim that make up Hallel. It means even between, like between the end of Hallelujah and B'tzeis Yisrael, even over there, you should not be mafsik in Hallel for any other reason. Yes, we do have room for a kula when it comes to extending a greeting to a person yom achuyiv to be mechabed, or to respond to a greeting when somebody goes ahead and initiates and extends a greeting to you. But that doesn't mean that we should just be mafsik in the middle of Hallel. You shouldn't be mafsik in Hallel, even bein haprakim. Now, there's an interesting bir halacha over here that begins on Reish Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Bir halacha dibra maschil avo be'inyan acher. And this speaks to the hakdama that I gave to this sif. I reminded the Olam that the Mechaber, we're dealing over here strictly with Hallel, and we're dealing with Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, which is Hallel Bedilug, which is a minig. And the Mechaber himself gave us two shittas over here. And according to the second Yesh Omrim of the Mechaber, nobody makes a bracha on Hallel. Not an opening bracha, not a closing bracha, not even a tzibur. According to the second Yesh Omrim of the Mechaber, even when you say Hallel B'tzibur on Rosh Chodesh, there's no opening bracha, there's no closing bracha. So wonders the Chavetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha over here. Avo b'inyan acher, ayin bel yirabba b'shem harav David abu darham, or Avu Draham, some people pronounce it. I believe the proper pronunciation is actually Abu Darham. I believe that's the proper pronunciation. But in any case, ayin bel yirabba b'shem harav David abu darham, umash b'sham, it's implied over there, de ladas ha-poiskim, de yochid ein mubarach ala halal, according to the poiskim, that an individual never makes a bracha on halal, how could there be a shalom hefsik? In other words, it's very appropriate to declare a shiloh about making a hefsik in the middle of halal if you're making brachas. If halal has an opening bracha and a closing bracha, so imagine it's like Psuka de Zimra. Psuka de Zimra has an opening bracha, barsha amar, closing bracha, yishtabach. We all know the halacha that you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Psuka de Zimra. So okay, halal, it has an opening bracha, Likrayas Ahalil, it has a closing bracha, Melech Mehulal Batish Bachais. So fine, I understand that you're not allowed to be masik in between. But if there's no opening bracha and there's no closing bracha on Halil, so what's it negeya over here to discuss the shaila of a hefsik? That's how the Bir Halacha opens up over here. And the Bir Halacha addresses it to the shita that a yachid never makes a bracha on Halil. But the truth is, we have the same problem, according to the Yesh Omrim, that even B'tzibur, you don't make a bracha, so then even B'tzibur, it's hard to understand how the Shiloh of a Hefzik is even Negeya. And says the Bir Halacha, Achein, Midivri HaMechaber, Shehevi L'mayla Das HaRambam, Shein B'varkin Klal B'Rosh Chodesh Al Halel, according to the Mechaber, who brought down the second Yesh Omrim, which is the Shitas HaRambam, that you never make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh Al Halel, even B'tzibur, v'shenogu kava say, and the Mechaber wrote that that's the minig in Eretz Yisrael, and in the environs of Eretz Yisrael, v'hacha sasa b'din zeh, and now over here in the Mechaber is discussing the shayla of a hefsik, and he's saying that, aval inyan acher lo yafsik, that, you know, yeah, we could be making when it comes to extending a greeting, sometimes responding to a greeting, but for any other reason, you shouldn't be masik. Says to be Halacha, the Hachasasa b'din zeh, mashma disfir lay the din zeh shayach l'kulei alma. The clear implication of the Mechaber is that even absent the brachas on Halel, there's still a shayla of being mafsik in Halel. V'loy dami l'misha kaira b'sefer tehillim. And somehow, it's not the equivalent of somebody who's sitting and saying tehillim, teyachal hafsik l'chol davar. Let's say somebody is a minik, he says the tehillim of the day, every day. What, is there a shaila that he's not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of saying tehillim? You're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of saying tehillim. So if you paskin like the second Yesh Omrim of the Mechaber, and nobody ever makes a bracha on the recitation of Halal on Rosh Chodesh, why exactly is there a shaila of a hefsik? And says to Bir Halacha, to Shani Hacha, you must say that according to the Mechaber, somehow this is different. To Parsume Nisa, when you say Halal on Rosh Chodesh is an inyan of Parsume Nisa, it's an inyan of proclaiming and publicizing the praises of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and the nisim that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has done for Klal Yisrael, like Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, the Chashiva Yoiser, and that makes it more chashiv, ulahachi and lahafsik bichti, and therefore, taka, you're not allowed to be mafsik. There's an inyan not to be mafsik. As far as uniskeres for brachas taf yodalad amad aleph, and the truth is, if you're medayik in the Gemara brachas and yodalad amad aleph, it taka sounds that way. V'af lufi amaskana sham mahani hakolpan misfarazu shaloi lahafsik bichti. So very interesting we had over here so far in the Mechaber. You see that there is an inyan, there is a problem of being mafsik in halal, even if you're not making brachas on halal. Now we do make brachas on halal. Even we paskin, like the Ramah, that even when you say Hal b'yichidus, you make a bracha on Hal, certainly you should not be masik during the recitation of Halal. By the way, you are allowed to be masik in Halal to respond to Amen Yehesh Be'er Rabbah, to respond to the Amen in Kaddish, the Amiran Ba'oma V'imru Amen. Certainly you're allowed to respond to Kedusha, to Kaddish, 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 and to Baruch Vayit Hashem Mimikoymai. Says the Rabbah top line, Reish Pei Dalal Amid Beis, Hagah. V'dafka B'Rosh Chodesh U'Pesach B'yamim She'ein Goymrim Halel. This halacha is only germane to Rosh Chodesh and Pesach, aside from the first 2 days of Pesach, the days when you recite Halel B'dilug, the days that you are not Goymer the Halel, you don't say a full Halel. Aval Kishe Goymer Moisai. But on the days when we have a bona fide Chiyuv to recite Halel, and on the days that we recite a full Halel, right? That's why we recite the full Halel, because we have a real Chiyuv to say Halel. Le'inyan Asaka, then when it comes to the Shiloh of making a Hefsek and Halel, Dinoi Kumai B'Kriya Shema, the Halacha would follow, it would mirror the halacha of making a hefsek during the recitation of Kriya Shema, v'ayin l'kamon simit tov pei chesef aleph, and we will discuss that in greater detail in Yirtza Hashem in simit tov pei ches. Says the Mishra, "Kam chav gimel v'ayin l'kamon simit tov pei ches shabavur heitiv dinei hafsaka." Over there, we will go into detail when it comes to the halachas of being mafsik in halal on the days that we say a full halal. Sifhei. Im hifsik boy. Vishaha. Let's say you made a hefsik in the recitation of Halal on Rosh Chodesh by having a pause, by having a significant pause in the middle of Halal. So you're reciting Halal, maybe you got up to Betzeis Yisrael, and then you have to stop for some reason. And we're not talking about you stopped to take a breath. We're talking about you had a significant pause in Halal. Says the Mechaber, Afilu shaha kidei ligmar kulay. Even if you stopped for an amount of time which would have been long enough for you to recite the entire halal, that means that makes a very significant pause. So if you pause in the middle of your recitation of halal and the pause is so long that you would have been able to recite the entire halal during that pause, that's a very significant pause. Says the Mechaber, even if you pause for that long, Einoi tzarech lachzor l'roish, you could just continue with your recitation of Halal. You don't have to go back to the beginning and repeat what you already said. Says the Mishra's Kan Chavdalad. Vishoha, afilu shah machmas oinis, this is true, even if you stopped, not for an optional reason. You stopped because you were required. You were an oinis. You were forced to stop. Afilu shah machmas oinis. What would be an oinis? Shah yahamaka mena noki ukhai gavna. Let's say halacha made you pause. You're in the middle of saying halal. You get up to Betzeis Yisrael, and suddenly something happens. Maybe a baby came into the room, and he soiled himself, and now you have tzoya in the room. If there's excrement in the room, you have to stop. You're not allowed to recite a davar shebikdusha. So you have to pause. So over here, you're making a pause that is machmas oinis. You're not allowed to continue reciting Halal even if you wanted to. Now that is a more stringent type of pause, because when it's an optional pause, if you paused in your recitation of Halal, but you did it for your own purposes, you did it of your own volition, really, I could continue right now. That's a less stringent pause than a pause that you made because you simply cannot recite Halal. I can't recite Halal right now, because the place is not clean. It's not a mokum noki. I'm not allowed to say a davar shebikdusha. That type of pause that we normally treat much more stringently. Yeah, it says the Mishnah Berurah, this halacha to the Mechaber says that if you made a pause, even if it's a lengthy pause, it's long enough that you could have completed the entire halal. And even if it's a pause that was machmas einis, you're still not mechayiv to be chayzal arosh. I feel the shah machmas einis, shah yamakum inanaki, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Halal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'afilu b'shasha gomrim Halal." Even on days that you recite the complete Halal, nami ein tzarech lachzor. Even on such days, the halach is that you do not have to go back. "V'afilu l'fi p'sak haramah b'simin samachay sef aleph." Even according to the shitas haramah in Hilchas Kriya Shema in Simin Samachay Sef Aleph, gabe Kriya Shema. Over there, the Rama paskins that when you make a pause in the middle of Kriya Shema, if it's a pause machmas oinis, like we said, there was excrement in the room, Titzarech Lachzel Rosh. Over there, the Ramal paskins that you would taka have to go back to the beginning. Shani Halel, Halel is different. We don't treat Halel with the same stringency as Kriyashma. The Chol Ikaroi Enei Elam Midrabanan, because the entire chiv of Kriyas Halel, even on a day when we say the complete Halel, is only a chiv Drabanan. It's never a chiv Daraisa. Vafilu B'shasha Garmer Moisai, like I said, even on days that you complete the Halel. And therefore, we're not machmir when it comes to the recitation of Halel, the same way we are when it comes to Kriyat Shema, which is a Daraisa. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down a dissenting opinion. There are those that are machmir. Therefore, therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, in such a case, it would be beneficial to go ahead and repeat the Halel, but to do it without a bracha. Again, take a look at Hilchas Kriyas Shema and Siman Tzavachei and the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis. Ubir Allah Hashem Bi'arnu Kol Prati Dinim Elu, where the Mishnah Berurah goes into this subject in greater detail. Moving along to Sifav, says the Mechaber, Hakorei Halel L'Mafreya Loi Yotza. If you recite Halel out of order, you are not Yotza. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kol Chafav L'Mafreya Loi Yotza. The Nafka B'Gemara, the Gemara learns out this halacha midiksiv from the pasuk that David HaMelech wrote in Tehillim, Mimizrach Shemesh, we say this in Halel, right? Mimizrach Shemesh, from the shining of the sun, Ad Mevoyoy, until the sun sets, Mehulol Shem Hashem, Hashem's name should be praised. Ma Hashemesh Aleches Kaseder, Mimizrach Lamayrov, the same way the sun goes in order. Right? The Pasuk is mentioning the order in which the sun operates. The sun always rises in the east, and then later on, it sets in the west. So the sun has an order. It has a way in which it always operates. So too, Kein Hahilol, Tzarech Liyos Kaseder Dafka V'loy L'mafreya. The same way the sun always first rises in the east and then later sets in the west, so too, Muhulal Shem Hashem, the praising of Hashem with Hallel, also has to be in order. You have to begin with Halleluka, Hallel Avdei Hashem, and then B'tzeis Yisrael, and etc., etc. It has to be in order. But now the Mishnah Berurah gives an interesting caveat to this halacha. V'haylem Afreya, when we're saying over here that you cannot recite Hallel out of order, says the Mishnah Berurah, this refers to the order of the individual psukim. If you would start off Halel by saying the capital of B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, before you say the capital of Halleluka, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, that would be okay. You see, you can't go ahead in one paragraph of Halel and switch around the psukim. So you have B'seis Yisrael Mimitzrayim Beis Yaakov Me'am Loyes. That's one pasuk. Hoysa Yehuda L'Kachoy Yisrael Mam Shaloysav. That's the second pasuk. You can't go and say Hoysa Yehuda L'Kachoy Yisrael Mam Shaloysav B'seis Yisrael Mimitzrayim Beis Yaakov Me'am Loyes. That you can't do. You can't put Pasuk Beis before Pasuk Aleph. But if you want to take the entire paragraph of B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim and put it before the paragraph of Halleluka, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, not advisable, don't do this, it's definitely improper, but you would be Yoitza Halel. That would not be this halacha of Hakara Halel Mafreya L'Yotza. The halacha of Hakara Halel Mafreya L'Yotza is when you put the individual psukim of a specific parak, a specific capital, when you put those psukim out of order, that's a kari halam afreya lo yotza. But if you put the individual kapitlach, the individual prokim of hal out of order, that would not be this halacha, you would be yotza. So again, says the Mishnah Berurah, halam afreya, l'choy ra'anu dafka b'seder ha-psukim, that's the order of the psukim within the prokim. Avalam hikdib parashu l'chaverta. But if you put one parak in front of the other parak out of order, Alpha Pishen Arashoi, even though you definitely are not right to do this, you have no permission to do this, Yotza, you would be Yotza Kriyas Halal. And indeed, we find this by Hilchos Kriyishma. If you would recite Kriyishma and you would say Vahoya Im Shamaya, you know, before Ve'ahavta, you would be Yotza. It's out of order. But if you put one parsha, you put the second parsha of Kriyishma in front of the first parsha of Kriyishma, you're Yotza. But if you mix up the psukim within a parsha, then you're not Yotza. Avo, however, having said this, a lot of Achronim disagree with this, and they're machmir by Hallel, even when it's a question of putting the individual parshiyos out of order. Because the truth is, the order in which we recite Hallel is the order that David HaMelech wrote these kapitlach in Tehillim. This is a series of kapitlach in Tehillim that we recite in a row. So David HaMelech composed these kapitlach Tehillim, and he set them down in Tehillim in this order. And therefore the order is dafka, according to these Achrayim, and according to them, you cannot mix them up. Okay? Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, definitely one should be machmer, and if he recited even the parshiyos out of order, he should go back and he should recite Hallel again. However, whether or not you should actually make another bracha on the second recitation, that's tzarchiyun. Indeed, says the Chavetz Chaim, even if somebody did what you're definitely not allowed to do, you recited the psukim of one parsha out of order, that you're definitely not allowed to do, even then when you are going to repeat Hallel, whether or not you should make a bracha is questionable. Weiter says the parentheses here in Sivav, Ta, if you made a mistake in the middle of Hallel, Yachzer lamokim sheta aboy, you should go into reverse and you should go back to the place where you made a mistake. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chavsai lamokim sheta aboy, Ritzer lomar, what the parentheses are saying over here is, Im dileg pasuk echad, v'nizkar acharkach. Somehow you missed a pasuk in your recitation of Hallel. So, B'tzeis Yisrael, B'tzrayim, B'tz Yaakov, Me'am Loyes. Then, somehow, you skipped the pasuk of Hoysa Yehuda L'Kotcha Yisrael Mam Shaloysav. And you said, Hayom Rav Ayona Yisayayadi Yisav Tisav L'Acha. So, you skipped the pasuk. And somehow, you didn't pick up on it. And only later, in middle of Hashem Zecharonu Yevarech, you said to yourself, hold it, wait a second. When I was saying the parsha of B'tzeis Yisrael, I missed the pasuk. So you know what you do now? You go back to your mistake. You go back to Haisa Yehuda Lekachoy Yisrael Mam Shaloysa. That's where you made your mistake. You skip that pasuk. Go back to Haisa and re-recite. You're going to repeat Hallel from Haisa Yehuda Lekachoy and on. Loiso says, again, says to Mishnah Berurah, Ritzayin Alarmim, Dileg Pasuk Echad V'Nizkar Achakach, and somehow you skipped a Pasuk and you only picked up on it later. Loyim Renu B'Makim Shenizkar. If you're in the middle of Hashem Zecharonu Yevarech, you can't just, oh, I missed Haisa Yehuda L'Kotcha Yisrael Mam Shaloiso. You know what? I'll say it right here in the middle of Hashem Zecharonu Yevarech. No, you can't do that. Da'avalei Kriya L'Mafra. That would be reciting Hallel out of order, which we said you can't do. Ella, rather, what you should do is, Yaskil me oisa pasuk, go back to hoisa, hoisa yehuda l'kotcha yisrael mam shaloisa, and then repeat everything from there on. The yomer, I'll say there, and now say the rest in order, ad saif, till the end. V'meni yadei abeizu makum to. Now, if you realize that you made a mistake, but you're not even sure where you made the mistake, yachzel l'roisha parsha shenafel ha'asofik. If you know that you made a mistake in the middle of B'tzeis Yisrael, but you're not sure which pasuk of B'tzeis Yisrael you skipped, go back to the beginning of B'tzeis Yisrael. Finally, the last sif in this simon, Siv Zayin, says the Mechaber, Mitzvah Kriyas Hallel Mu'umad. The mitzvah of reciting Hallel should be fulfilled while standing. Says the Mishmaris Kal Chavches Mu'umad. Why? Lefi Shehahallel Eidus Shivchai Shamakim. When we recite Hallel, it is saying testimony on the praises of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, V'nifla Isav, and his wonders, V'nisim, and the miracles, She'asa Lanu, that he did for us. That's what we're saying in Hallel. We're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, or one of my favorites, Hallelu Es Hashem Kol Goyim. David HaMelech says all of the nations of the world should praise Hashem, not only us. The nations of the world should praise Hashem. Shabachu Kol Ha'umim. All of the nations should praise Him. Why? Why should all the Umayis Ha'olam praise Hashem? Oh, David HaMelech says why? Ki Gavar Aleinu Chastoi. Because what do you mean? The Rabbeinu Shalom strengthened and performed tremendous chasadim, tremendous kindness for us. Right? Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim shabachu kol umim. All the goyim should praise Hashem. All the nations should praise Hashem. Why? Ki gavar aleinu chastoi. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom did tremendous chasadim for us. So why should the Umayis Ha'olam praise Hashem? Because He did kindness for us. And wait a second, shouldn't we praise Hashem because He did kindness for us? Says the famous Gra. The Gra says that only the Goyim know the true extent of the kindness that the Rabbeinu Shalom did for us. How so? Well, the Iranians know all the horrible things that they tried to do to us that didn't work. Right? We don't know about them. We don't know 80% of them. Right? We know the ones that made the headlines. We know the ones that hit the news. But we don't know how many schemes they had and things that they tried to do, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam foiled them before anybody found out about them. The Mossad also doesn't know about them. We don't know how many horrific things other nations tried to do to us, how many horrific things our enemies tried to do to us. We never even found out about them. But they know. So Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim shabachu kol ha'umim. They're in a better position to praise Hashem for the kindness that He performs for us than we are, because they know about a lot of the kindnesses that we don't even know about. So when we say Hallel, we're saying Eidus, we're saying testimony on the tremendous chesed of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and all of the nisim that Rabbeinu Shel Olam does. And continues the Mishnah Berurah, or mitzvah Eidus, Ba'amida. We know that under the halachas of the Torah, Eidus, testimony, has to be said while standing. The chen kasav b'Hallel. And the truth is, we could find a remez to this in a pasuk of Hallel itself. Hallelu avdei Hashem sha'omdim. So the pasuk says, it talks about the avdei Hashem that are standing. Umiyu, having said that, b'leil Pesach, when we recite Hallel in the Haggadah on Pesach by the Seder. That's what this is talking about. This is not talking about the Hallel that we say in Shul on Pesach. This is talking about the mitzvah of Hallel that's in the Haggadah that we recite by the Seder. That is like, I think, by me, that's my favorite Hallel of the year. Hallel by the Seder, Zazah Hallel. That is my, it is one of the highlights of my Seder, is Hallel. I say it slowly. I sing it. I sing every pasuk. I have a specific nigun, a specific tune that I learned from one of my rabbeim many, many, many years ago that I use for Pischuli. It's a very moving nigun, and I use it only by the Seder. And that's one of my, that's my favorite Hallel of the year. And that Hallel we say be yeshiva. We recite that Hallel while we're sitting. It says the Mishnah Berurah Miyubal Pesach. Why do we say that Hallel sitting? If we're saying that the mitzvah of Hallel is Bamida, how come we recite that Hallel while we're sitting? Explains the Mishnah Berurah, Mitoch Shechokim Oisai. Because in the Haggadah, we split up Hallel. When we do the Seder and we get up to Hallel, right? That's only part of Hallel. There's a piece of Hallel that we said earlier. We say part of Hallel during Magid. We say Halleluka, B'tzeis Yisrael. We say that during Magid. By Hallel, we're saying the rest of Hallel. So we divide, we split Hallel. Because we split up Hallel by the Seder, we don't say the whole thing at one time. They weren't matriach you to stand up for part of Magid and then later to stand up for Hallel. Interesting. Like this, really, the Hallel should have been Mu'umad. But they didn't want to be matriach us. They didn't want to bother us during the Seder. Tell you, stand up over here, stand up over there. Vayit, additionally, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shederech lele psachim hu derech haseba v'cheres. He brings down from the Shabbali Aleket, it would be antithetical to the Seder if we would have to stand, right? Cheres, haseba. That's what the Seder is all about. So we say Hallel while we're sitting. Mikavakim, nevertheless, b'di'evid, brings down to the Prima Gondim, even on a day that we say the full Hallel and somebody recited Hallel while sitting, b'di'eved, he would be Yoitza. That brings us to the end of Siman Tav Chav Beis. We'll continue next time with Siman Tav Chav Gimel. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah, the source of Liman HaTorah, Chiyu Megan and Afkla Yisrael. The Rav Arshav should say, Yeshua, Sefuas, Parnasin, Shaduchim, Dolos, Neid. We should be zeichet to see the B'yaskel Tzedek, b'mher, v'yameinu, amen. Be well.